بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاف ها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we had commenced a brief tafsir of Surah Maryam last night, and we had emphasized various important points in the beginning verses of Surah Maryam. It is important to know that this is a Makki Surah. We have two types of surahs, a Makki Surah and a Madani Surah. Ulama have given various differences between the two and explanations, but one simple explanation most have given is a Makki surah is comprised of generally majority of those verses that were revealed before the hijrat in Makkah Mukarrama to Rasulullah SAW. And Madani surah comprised of mainly those surahs whose majority of the verses were revealed in Madina Munawwara, so they are known as Madani. Now Surah Maryam is a Makki Surah. Ulama explain, approximately 7 years before the Hijrat, this Surah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is in the Makki period when Muslims were being persecuted. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were tortured. Famous story of Ammar, Yasir, the father, the mother Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was so brutally murdered that her one leg was tied to the neck of one camel or a horse and the other to another, and both were made to move in opposite directions. She was ripped apart. She was the first shaheed and martyr in Islam. So they went to great difficulties. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u Allah lana, why don't you make dua for victory for us? Can't you see our pain, our suffering? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, this is the beginning of Islam, sahaba are being persecuted. Rasulullah sallam knows that, himself is going through such difficulty. Bilal radiallahu sallam is being pulled on the hot sands of Makkah, a huge rocky space on his chest. He's forced to renounce Islam, but he is firm and he says, Ahad, the one Allah, Ahad, the one Allah. Rasulullah SAW tells Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala that the people before you, they were persecuted much more worse than what you are going through. A steel comb, a comb made of steel, would be made to penetrate through their bodies, deep down into their skin, go through their flesh and injure the bones of their bodies. Rasulullah SAW tells him to be patient. Sabran, ya Ali Yasir. Make sabr, make sabr. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the Sahaba to make hijrah to Abyssinia. So there were two hijras to Abyssinia. First a smaller group went, and then a bigger group went. Amongst the people who made hijrat was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it's a beautiful incident mentioned in the books of history where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatches them. Now, Abyssinia was not close by, and they didn't have the modes of transport that we have today, and it was so many months' journey. There was no NP54, kindly remove your car, NP54. There was no means of communication with the group of people of Sahaba who were dispatched. Rasulullah was obviously worried about his daughter's condition. So the historians mention an incident where an elderly lady who had been there in Abyssinia and she was returning. And when she returned, she came to Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah heard that she had come from there. So immediately he asks, did you see my daughter? He described Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala to her. She said, yes. And I saw her husband treating her with kindness and with affection. And I saw him dismounting her from the animal with such care and love. This gave Rasulullah some type of consolement. Nevertheless, these Sahaba, when they went to Abyssinia, the Mushrikeen, they sent a convoy. Abu Sufyan was amongst them at that time. And at that time he was not a Muslim. They were sent to Najashi Negus, who was the ruler of Abyssinia, to try and persuade him to hand over these Muslims back to the Mushrikeen. They took many gifts with them to try and bribe him. But Najashi was not bribed. When they came to him, he asked the Muslims to come and he asked somebody to represent them. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, who was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came forward. And there's a lengthy incident in which Najashi asked him to tell me what is your prophet, what is he, messenger, what is he preaching? And then he recited the same opening verses of Surah Maryam. The moment he read these verses, Najashi began to cry, began to weep. And you see, this is the same message that was sent to the other Anbiya alayhi Musa, the other prophets of the past. The same message came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So these verses were Makki, and this entire surah was sent down to Rasulullah at that time. Of course, it's for entire humanity, but the very first people who were being addressed by the surah were the Sahaba of that time, to console them, to show them that nothing is impossible. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give Zakariya alayhi salatu salam a child at an old age, if Allah could give Maryam alayhi salatu salam a child without a husband, without a father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir, He's all able to change the conditions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to beg Allah subhanahu, beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never to lose hope and become full of despair. So this was the background of the surah. And as we mentioned yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His qudrat, His might in the surah. With His tawheed, Allah shows us His power. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went contrary to the natural means of this world, which Allah ta'ala had made and placed in the system of this world of procreation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does as He wishes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. If Allah wishes to give a person a daughter, Allah gives. Allah wants the person, the parent, to get a son, Allah grants a son. Sometimes Allah gives them twins, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives them no children. It is the mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's wisdom is far beyond our comprehension and understanding. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times does things against the normal means. And He does things without means, because He is most powerful. He is the creator of all means. So Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam's incident was mentioned, and the manner in which he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such humility. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. When we are making dua, then we should humble ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has prohibited a dua of a qalbin lahin ghafil. You are making dua, you're fidgeting with your beard, you're looking somewhere else, you're not showing any interest, you're not showing that you are serious. A beggar in this world, a beggar, a genuine beggar, he hasn't eaten any food for some days, and he's poor, and he wants something. What does he do? He taps at your door. If you are driving, and you come to a stop street, then he will come there, and he will plead, and he will knock on your window again and again, and he'll show you his face, that how genuine, how sincere he is. He's pleading to you. He's beseeching you. He's seeking your mercy, your sympathy, your compassion. Exact like that we as abd. Yesterday I mentioned the word abd. And Allah is our mawla, our master. Allah wants this from us. Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Another riwayat, ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Dua is ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. It is the marrow of ibadah.
What is ibadah again? Servitude. A person is showing humility before his master. He's humbling himself. He's going down on his knees before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in dua, you're doing the same thing. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. May kamzorhu. I'm weak, Ya Allah. I'm feeble, Ya Allah. I don't have the way. I don't have the means. Ya Allah, I'm begging you because you have the treasures of every single thing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And do not despair. How often a person wants something and he made dua in this fashion, but suddenly he loses hope. فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. He loses hope, and now he feels, oh no, I tried everything, and I don't think my dua is going to be accepted. And then he abandons dua. Rasulullah says, do not do that. Never do that. Continue, continue, continue. Always mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not bound by a certain time. You and I, in this age of technology, we want instant results. You have a coffee machine, just place your cup, and instant coffee. Everything we want, instant. We want, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately we want to see the results. And that will happen in Jannah. Whatever you desire, you get immediately. In this dunya, Allah has got hikmat. Like a parent who loves his child. He loves his child. A genuine father, he loves his child. Or a grandfather loves his grandchild. And he brings some nice sweets for the child. So he doesn't give the child straight away. He'll play with the child a bit. And as the child is reaching for the sweet, he picks it higher and higher. And the child is pleading and begging. This pleading and begging of the child gives a thrill to the grandfather. Gives a thrill to the parent. This is what the parent wants to see. How much of love my child has for me. And as the child is jumping higher, the parent is putting more and more higher. Until just before the child breaks down into tears, the father or the grandfather immediately gives the child. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Allah wants us to see the tears rolling down our cheeks. Allah wants us to cry, to beg, become a faqir, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not lose hope. How many a woman, doctors mentioned that she cannot give birth to any children, she's barren, she's sterile, she will not give birth. What is the problem with the man? And they have tried everything and nothing works, and after years later, Allah subhanahu blesses them with a child. How many examples we have seen? Never lose hope. Whatever the problem is, turn to Allah, because He is Halal Mushkilat, the one who solves all type of problems. So this was a very, very important point in this surah, which Allah Ta'ala showed not one miracle but two miracles. The miracle of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam at old age, and the fact that his wife also was barren, still Allah blessed him with a child. And more than that is when we see Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's miraculous birth without a father. And I mentioned yesterday Adam and Hawa. Without parents, Allah Ta'ala had created them. Then in this surah, another important lesson, you will find, especially for the students of deen, ulama, scholars, you will find, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word that we gifted Zakariya a son. Wahaba yahabu. This is the word that is used. Wahabna li Dawood Sulaiman. For Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, we gifted him a son, Sulaiman. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Dua Rabbana, hablana min azwajina. Grant us, give us a gift. In other words, the child that we are getting from Allah is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift. And a gift is something that should be treasured. This is a lesson for all parents. The children that we have in our care are in essence a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. They are an amanat. And a gift should be treasured. If you give me a nice, beautiful gift, and you come to my house and you see that I've abused the gift, how upset you become. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these masoom children, and the most important care and compassion we should be showing towards them, besides the dunya aspects, we generally we pour our hearts towards them, for as far as the material things of this dunya is concerned, we give them the best of clothing, very good, and we give them the good education. But as far as deen is concerned, We lack in giving them true deen. And true deen is not given to a child an Islamic education after he becomes baligh, just before he's getting married. No. From the time the child comes into this world, the tarbiyat begins. And now you're going to teach the child. That is why a Muslim home, the first thing the child learns is the name Allah. Allah. Adhan is given. Iqama is given. The child is watching, observing. Whatever the parents do, and the type of environment we have at our own homes,
This is how the tarbiyat of the child will take place. Later on in life, when we have problems with the child, when the child becomes rebellious, then we begin to blame many people and the friends, and we say peer pressure and this. But the real blame is us, if we have shirked in our duties. So many times you find, as far as school is concerned, yes, important, but make sure the child goes to school. But after madrasa, oh, shame, he got sports, he's tired, and you know, weekend, we had a long weekend. So the child does not go to the afternoon madrasa. And generally, the afternoon madrasa, the maktab, is treated very, very light. Very light. Believe me, that one important thing that has kept deen alive in our country is the beautiful makatib system that our forefathers implemented through the advice and the guidance of the ulama ikram who came down here. Most of us, what did we learn? Our ability to read Quran, etc., is because of those maktab system that were in place. And those years, our parents were very, very strict. And the apa and ustad were very strict. But people would learn to read Quran. And people would learn the different surahs. And people would learn the importance of salah. And the importance of zakat and roza. And there was some type of ronak in our homes. In every single home, almost every single home, you'll find in the morning after Fajr, Surah Yasin used to be recited. Everybody is reading Surah Yasin. All those things have disappeared. Why? Because there's a lack of dini education. We want our son to become a hafiz of the Quran. Very good, excellent. We hear other hufaz reading or Ramadan comes. I also want my son to become a hafiz. But you do not make the tarbiyat of the child to be a befitting hafiz of the Quran. So before he becomes a hafiz, his akhlaq should be good. His mindset should be correct. So this is something that we need to bring in our lives. In the verses of the Quran, Zakariya said, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً, in the third para, that Allah may give me a ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً, a pious offspring. And this is the dua that every parent should be making. And the beautiful dua is, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. والله, bestow us, for us, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, make our wives and children become a coolness of our eyes. Anki tandak. When you see your child, he's not an eyesore for you. He's not a musibat for you. He's not now, he hasn't become rebellious. He's not demanding things from you. He's not abusing you. He's not shouting at you. He's not reprimanding you. But when you wake up at night and you see your little child reading tahajjud salah, or you see him being so particular about his salah, and he wants to come to the masjid, and he's serious about his salah, and he tells you to come to dini programs, and he takes you to the ijtima, he takes you in jamaat, and he talks deen to you, how happy a parent should get. This is when you talk about anki tandak. And then, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينِ imama, make us imams, O Allah, for the pious people. Make us imams, a'imma, for the muttaqeen, not just ordinary people, but for the muttaqeen. In other words, you're asking such a great thing for your children. So again, from this we see that Yahya alayhi salatu salam, Allah praises the qualities of, Allah talks about the noble qualities of Yahya alayhi salatu salam. Then we mentioned yesterday, the moment our dua is answered, we should in fact glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use that ni'mat correctly. It shouldn't happen that only when we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment our need is fulfilled, then we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. Allah, make this child beloved. Allah, make him beloved to you. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. It is mentioned that when a child has this type of quality in him, then it will benefit the parent in dunya and akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Anas radiallahu ta'ala was a youngster. He was plus minus 10 years old when he came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ansar had given gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to Madinah Munawwara. The mother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, she didn't have any material things at that time, and she went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she presented Anas as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, this is your gift. Please accept my son to make your khidmah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed it. So Anas radiallahu anhu was 10 years old and he lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would see to the needs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for 10 years he served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were other khuddam also, but he was one famous khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for barakah for him. Allahumma akfir maalahu wa waladahu. Wabarik lahu fima a'tayta. Wallah, increase his wealth and increase his children. Rasulullah did not just stop there. That increase his wealth and increase his children. Because increase in wealth and children not necessarily will mean that that will be beneficial for you. But Rasulullah said, وَبَارِكْ لَهُ فِي مَا أَعْطِيْتَ. Wallah, give him barakah in whatever you have given him. You have given him properties, you have given him wealth, you have given him children. Wallah, give him barakah in them. So this is the dua we make. Wallah, make my child radiya, beloved to you. Make him be beloved to the people. Make him be a child that is going to become the coolness of my eyes. A child that is going to be an asset to me. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam incident we see. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When he reached the age of running around and helping his father, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when he became of that age, when he was assisting his father, that is when he sees the dream. So, the child also, if it is nurtured correctly, and this is the dua, make Allah give me a pious progeny. Don't just make dua, Allah give me a child. Make dua, Allah give me a waladun salih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam afterwards, Ya Yahya khudil kitab bi quwwah. O Yahya, hold this kitab. This kitab refers to Torah. Hold the Torah with strength. Quwa means, according to some of the Mufassirin, bil-ilm, have knowledge and understanding of the Torah, wal-hifz bihi, and memorize it, wal-amali bihi, and practice according to the Torah. So this was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Yahya alayhi salatu salam. He had noble qualities. Allah Ta'ala then instructed him to practice the teaching of the Torah, and Allah Ta'ala then commanded him to pass on the message of the Torah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned specifically regarding his qualities, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاهُ وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. That Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, we had given him hukm, nubuwat. We gave him nubuwat. In other words, we granted him command. Here, the word hukmun refers to command of abiding by the Torah whilst he was still a child. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاهُ. We gave him compassion. You see, a person has to have compassion in him if he is going to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that Allah ta'ala gave Yahya alayhi salam this quality of hanan, he was hanan. So he was easily able to win the hearts of the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa zakah. Zakatan here refers to purity. Allah ta'ala had made Yahya alayhi salatu salam a pure child. In other words, he was obedient. He was sincere. Wa kana taqiyya. He abstained from all type of evil. This is the important thing for us. We would have hanan in us. We must be compassionate. We must be staying away from, abstaining from all types of sin to live a pure life. A life of zakat. Zakat here refers to a pure life. A life of sincerity, of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be taqi. Taqi, muttaqi, same thing, means a person who's refrained from all type of sins. Then, with this, Allah ta'ala says, he was obedient to his parents. Now, this is the most important lesson for all our youngsters, to be obedient to your parents. ND175393, I think this person needs to come out. ND175393. So, barram bi walidayh. Barram bi walidayh. Be obedient to your parents. Hazrat Harith radiallahu ta'ala, Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, if I'm not mistaken, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard his qira'ah in Jannah. And Rasul explained why. He says, وَكَانَ بَارًا بِوَالِدِهِ.
He was very, very obedient to his parents or to his mother. So this is the result. If you're obedient to your parents, your children will become obedient to you. If you're disobedient to your parents, your children will also disobey you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakat in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success in the hereafter. And that's the main success. We see here that Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam had this beautiful quality of being وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدِي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was not rebellious, jabbar, asi. He was not to be disobedient. So he was not rebellious to his parent. My respected youngster, my beloved youngster, please do not become rebellious with your parents, let alone anybody else, but your parents, they are your jannat. Rasulullah mentioned that your parents, إِنَّ وَالِدَ أَوْسَطُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. The word walid here does not refer to father only. Commentators have mentioned that walid refers to mother and father, both your parents. Your parents are your middle door of Jannah. Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mother. So do not rebel. Sometimes your parent is stopping you from something. You're demanding that thing. Your parent has been through the mill. He's got more wisdom than you have. He's got much more experience than you have. You may know how to use a smartphone. You may think you're smart. But believe me, your parent is far more smarter than you. He knows what is good for you. He knows that that company is not going to be good for you. And therefore he stops you on a Saturday night to go out with your friends. You become angry. You bang the door, you go into your room. And you say such abusive words. You are hurting your parent. You are hurting your mother, you are hurting your father. Perhaps they won't say anything at that time. But you are breaking the heart. And so often it happens that the child just barges out of the house. Who are you to stop me? It's a free country. Freedom. Can't you see in the world? Everybody calling for freedom. This is not called freedom. This is in fact putting you into a prison of evil. What happens afterwards? You went out with your friend. And again, socializing. They just gave you something to try out. And because of peer pressure, again, you just tried it. You pop that pill. Kalas. Rest of your life, there's nadamat. Rest of your life. So even though it's against your nafs, yes, if your parent commands you anything against Sharia, then you don't obey your parent. Of course, in a polite way, you refuse to obey your parent. The Quran we did, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا. Your parents are non-believers also. Then too you're going to show compassion and love towards them. But you don't obey them in things against Sharia. So inshallah, I hope that our youngsters, inshallah, because it's a common problem. You know, in the time of Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'in, the Sahaba had asked, Rasulullah had mentioned to them, do not swear your parents. The Sahaba found this very, very strange. How can a person swear his parents? How can he be abusive to his parents? So Rasulullah said, no, if you abuse the parent of some other person, you swear somebody else's father, so in retaliation, he's going to swear your father. So in essence, you were the cause of your own father getting sworn at because you initiated the whole thing. So it is as though you swore your own father. So that was the meaning Rasulullah explained to them at that time, because it was like impossible to understand and comprehend and believe that a child will swear, a time will come when he'll swear his own parent. In this zamana we see it. And this is one of the minor signs of Qiyamah. Even though it's minor, but it's a major thing. When children will disobey their parents. They will disobey their parents. أَقْسَى أَبَاهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ. He'll bring his friend close to him. But his father, he'll keep him very far away. He won't want to be with his father. That same father, when you were young, he would put you into his car. Late at night, you insisted you want to go for an ice cream. He'll make that effort and take you in his car. He'll buy you that ice cream. But suddenly when you become a youngster now, father says, let's go out as a family. No, I got my things, I got this, and I got to go with my friends. And now you feel embarrassed to go with your parents. My respected brothers and elders, humble plea from me. Believe me, we can see what is happening to our youth. Before we go in that line, like what has happened in many countries of the world, many, many countries, no respect whatsoever for their parents. There is no adab. To a certain extent, alhamdulillah, there is some adab respect today. But we are going to lose it if the tarbiyat is not made correctly.
I think inshallah tomorrow we'll do this surah, this part of Maryam alayhi salatu salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that how Allah ta'ala blesses Maryam alayhi salatu salam with a child. It's a beautiful story that how Maryam alayhi salatu salam is standing there and the angel comes and he stands in front of her and she gets a shock of her life to see a man standing in front of her. And again her taqwa, she shows her taqwa and she tells him, not knowing this is an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq in the hidayah. Tomorrow we continue. Even though tonight is an even night, that even an audience for us to search for Laylatul Qadr. But the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single day we have to make. And inshallah, as I said, Allah wants to see how sincere we are. That if we even in the even night, we try a little bit of extra effort more than the other nights of Ramadan that passed, inshallah, Allah ta'ala out of His infinite mercy, Allah will grant us Laylatul Qadr. And even if last night could have been Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best, we still have these nights. Allah is there to answer our du'as. Allah is there to listen to our pleas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. And Allah doesn't give like how you and I give. Allah gives so generously. His munificence knows no bounds. Allah gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. And we get a shock. We get, see Allah, so much. Where did it come from? And the giving of Allah is not only wealth. The only thing we think of getting something from Allah is money or properties or wealth. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you sukoon, peace of mind. You may have little food, but Allah gives you contentment. You make shukr, you are happy. Somebody else may have many more things of this world, but he's restless. He's not unable to sleep. Somebody has got some sickness. Somebody has got some problem. So whatever it is, when Allah gives you, He gives different things. Allah knows exactly what to give you, how much to give you, how to give you, what proportion to give you, when He will give you, why He should give you, why He should not give you. All that is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll make dua now, inshallah. Recite the Rushd. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to You for the iman You have given us, may Allah. Ya Allah, You have given us iman and deen, may Allah. You made us in the ummah of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, You give us be-shumar ni'mats, may Allah. Such bounties, such favors, may Allah. We are undeserving of those favors, may Allah. Ya Allah, You are kareem, may Allah. You have given us so much and You continue giving us, may Allah. Forgive us for not making Your qadr, may Allah. Forgive us for being ungrateful, may Allah. Ya Allah, You gave us this month of Ramadan, making shukr to You, my Allah. It is such a beautiful month, my Allah. Ya Allah, You gave us a tawfiq of, Ya Allah, making ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can feel some type of closeness with You, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your true muhabbat, my Allah. Grant us that bond and attachment with You, my Allah. That each day it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of our ibadah, my Allah. Do not snatch away this ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of taking Your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment of calling towards You, my Allah. Ya Allah, of speaking about Your oneness and Your greatness. Ya Allah, Your loftiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, the desire is coming in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, to see You, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us in Jannah to see You, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those who love moth, my Allah. Ya Allah, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving moth is waiting to see Allah, waiting to see You, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst those people who dislike meeting You, my Allah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that person who dislikes meeting You, Ya Allah, You dislike meeting him as well. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, when the time will come and we will see you, you alone know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we will go to the Akhirat, when mort will come, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know, my Allah. But let us be prepared for that meeting with you, my Allah. Let us come to you, my Allah, in the condition that you are. When the moment you look at us, my Allah, Ya Allah, you will be looking at us with a smile, my Allah. You will be pleased with us, my Allah. You will be happy with us, my Allah. Let it not happen that when we come to you, my Allah, on that occasion, my Allah, like a person in this world who has done wrong, my Allah. And then when he is caught and he is summoned and he is brought before the person who he has offended, my Allah, as a perpetrator of the crime, my Allah, he's embarrassed, my Allah. In public, he puts his head down. He cannot even look directly in the face of the person who he has hurt. Oh, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Let it not happen that, my Allah, you are naraz with us, my Allah. And we have brought baggages of evil and sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will look down, my Allah. How are we going to look up at you, my Allah? Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how weak we are, my Allah. You know how weak we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are struggling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are reading Quran, Hadith, my Allah. We are trying to give talks of deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you come into our lives now, my Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage to refrain from every single sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go towards sin, my Allah. May create in our hearts nafrat and hatred for sins, my Allah. Create in our hearts, Ya Allah, when waswasa comes, Ya Allah, of some enemy, Ya Allah, who is troubling us, my Allah. Our heart becomes angry, we feel upset, my Allah. But Ya Allah, remove that from our heart, my Allah. Let us not have malice in our hearts, my Allah. Remove the jealousy from our hearts, my Allah. Remove the pride and the vanity from our hearts, my Allah. Give us a qalb salim, my Allah. Grant us a sound heart, my Allah, in which there is no blemish of any or taint of any sin whatsoever, my Allah. A heart that is free from all type of spiritual maladies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us nafs mutma'inna, my Allah. Give us your qurb and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, honey is so sweet, my Allah. Sugar is so sweet, my Allah. But the creator of sugar and honey, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your name is so mubarak, so sweet, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of your marifat now, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be swimming in the oceans of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, like how we have read the stories of the Salaf al-Saliheen, my Allah. The Sahaba, when they would read Salat, my Allah, they would be engrossed, my Allah, as though they were in another world, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us that kafiyat, my Allah. Give us that feeling, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that understanding, my Allah. Let us not leave this world without gaining your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, my Allah. And whatever the demands of iman is, my Allah, whatever the taqaza of iman is, my Allah, help us to fulfill those taqaza of iman, my Allah. Help us to preserve deen, my Allah. Help us to preserve deen in our lives, my Allah. In our homes, my Allah. In our businesses, my Allah. In our madrasas, in our colleges, in our universities, in our masajid, in our madaris, in the public places, my Allah. When we are traveling abroad also, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not become embarrassed of our iman in our deen, my Allah. Make us be proud of our iman in deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, you are wahhab, my Allah. You are the bestower, my Allah. You are the benefactor, my Allah. Everything is in your hands, my Allah. Nothing belongs to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when anybody passes away, my Allah, if there's any loss, my Allah, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because everything came from you, my Allah. Everything returns to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihil mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Allah, the sovereignty of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, dunya and akhirat, my Allah. The seven firmaments, my Allah. The skies, the heavens, the earth. Ya Allah, everything in this world, my Allah. Every single makhluk, all belong to you, my Allah. You are most powerful and most able. We have read in Surah Maryam, my Allah. Your qudrat, your power, my Allah. Ya Allah, with ajizi ke saath, my Allah. Allah, hum bikari ban ke aaye hai, Ya Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child who was spanked by its mother, my Allah. Because it was troubling the mother, my Allah. It was disobedient, my Allah. And after some time, the mother became angry and she spanked the child and she chased the child out of the house, my Allah. And she shut the door on the child. My Allah, the child was moving in the gullies and crying, oh my mother, ammi, ammi. And the child came back to the doorstep of the mother. It knocked in on the door and it cried and cried. Oh Allah, that mother was overwhelmed with sympathy and mercy and compassion for her child. She opened the door and she grabbed her child. She hugged the child. She wiped the tears of the child, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, my Allah, that you have got more mercy for your bandas than a mother has for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have got more love for us, my Allah, than our mothers have for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight from that mercies, my Allah. That mercies of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you drench us in those mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you drench us in those mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we rise from this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to the angels, my Allah. Let them announce, my Allah. Ya Allah, let them announce to us, my Allah. Tell your angels, my Allah, that when we rise from this gathering, they must say, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. And your bad sins have been, and your sins have been changed into nekis and good deeds. Oh, my Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have excelled, my Allah. You are pleased with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak ones, my Allah. A person buys, Ya Allah, a sack of oranges, my Allah. In this good oranges, my Allah, there will be one or two that are bad, my Allah. Not the first grade, my Allah. Ya Allah, but it's part of that sack, my Allah. But still it goes through, my Allah. Ya Allah, make tajawuz, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our sins, my Allah. Overlook our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, our weaknesses are too much, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel embarrassed, my Allah. We don't have any good deed to present to you, my Allah. Even the ibadat we make, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any khushu and khudu, my Allah. Our mind wanders in every other thing whilst we are in salat and sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you read tilawat also, our mind is not even there, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of us don't even understand what we are reading, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your qurb now, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your special mercies upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Especially our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is bringing them here besides your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's nothing of the dunya that is distributed, my Allah. There's no food even been given to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, but they are coming patiently, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are ulama and hufaz, ya, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, most of these people have to go back to work tomorrow, my Allah. And they are fasting also, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sitting for itikaf also, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon one person, at least some person who got some ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read it in the kitab, my Allah. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu salam, when there was drought, my Allah, you had told Musa alayhi salatu salam to assemble the people. And then one person, it was because of him, his bad doings, my Allah, his misdeeds, you were holding back the rain from the coming to the people, my Allah. And you had told Musa alayhi salatu salam, until this person is in this gathering, you will not send down rain. He must move from this gathering, my Allah. Sayyidina Musa made that ilan, my Allah. But nobody moved, and Ya Allah, you send down the rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was shocked and he was surprised. And he asked, oh Allah, what has happened? Ya Allah, then you mentioned, oh Musa, it is because of that same person, because of whom I did not send down any rain. He cried in his heart, he made such a tawbah, such nadamat he showed. Oh Allah, mujhe ruswa mat kar. Oh Allah, don't embarrass me, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me, my Allah. And Ya Allah, you forgave him, my Allah. You accepted his tawbah in such a way, my Allah, that because of him now you send down rains. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, we have heard from the ulama and mashayikh. Then Sayyidina Musa then asked you, oh my Allah, show me who that person is. My Allah, you replied to him, oh Musa, when he did wrong, I concealed his sins. I concealed his fault. I am Sattar. I will never expose my banda. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you conceal our faults and sins and our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what word to use to express our feebleness, my Allah. And our plea, Ya Allah, we are beseeching, we are imploring you, my Allah. We don't have the words even, my Allah. We don't know how to ask even, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have learned from our ulama and mashayikh, my Allah, we are just trying to imitate them, my Allah. But my Allah, when the magicians of Musa alayhi salatu Fir'aun, Ya Allah, when they came and they imitated Musa alayhi salatu salam, Ya Allah, you granted them iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even cry, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become full with shahwat, my Allah. Nafs and desires and egos, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making the face of a crying person, my Allah. Our Rasul some taught us to do so, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not inattentive, my Allah. We are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Don't turn your merciful glance now, my Allah. These are the last days we have. We don't know when mort will come. Ya Allah, we do not even know if we will see Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us in this Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah. Every single sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have iman, Ya Allah, we make a shukr. Ya Allah, we're not associating any parties to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forsaken, Ya Allah, we have certitude, we have yaqeen in your heart, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are ahad, my Allah. You are one, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't have children, my Allah. You don't have parents, my Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Ya Allah, you are all hearing. You are all seeing, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu maaf farma. Amari gunaon ko maaf farma. Amari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. Rasulullah has said, even for a shoelace, my Allah, we must ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got big things that we need from you, my Allah. And small things, my Allah. And different types of things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need to be successful in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Give us kamiyabi in the akhirat, my Allah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Don't even take us near Jahannam, my Allah. Give us a direct entry into Jannat, my Allah. Even though we don't deserve it, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Our Nabi Islam will become happy, my Allah. Because he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know that, my Allah. You know how he cried, my Allah. Ya Allah, did he, Ya Allah, you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Go ask Muhammad sallam, ma you keep. Why are you crying? And what did he reply, my Allah? Allah, you knew well already, my Allah. What his answer will be, my Allah? You are Allamul Ghuyub, my Allah. You have knowledge of everything, my Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about his ummah, my Allah. Allah, he said, I am worried about my ummah. Allah, you promised him that we will never let you down regarding your ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us entry into Jannat, my Allah. Bighair hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't give us Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we fail on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. On the plains of Hashar, my Allah. Ya Allah, my Nabi will become sad, my Allah. Shaitan will become happy, my Allah. Because Shaitan does not want to go alone into Jahannam, my Allah. He wants many, many people to go, Ya Allah, into Jahannam with him, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Every day we are hearing more and more and more and more people, my Allah. Ya Allah, different type of diseases we never even heard of before, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us also from all those diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah, our parents, grandparents, our asatis, our mashayikh, our students, our friends, relatives, musallis, mutalliqeen, my Allah. Grant all of them, our family members, my Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, mort in Madina Sharif, my Allah. This is the only hope we have. That if we die in Madina Sharif, we buried, my Allah, in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Then we hope that we will be granted the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, how beautiful Jannatul Baqi is, my Allah. Allah grant it to us, my Allah. It was the Hodi Kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, some Mubarak has, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, barakat in our lives, my Allah. Barakat in our monies, my Allah. Barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, my rozi, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us waste it in haram, my Allah. Don't make us waste it in haram events and functions, my Allah. Don't make us just spend it, Ya Allah, in entertaining, in entertainment, my Allah. And lavish wedding functions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be answerable to you on the day of Qiyamah. Give us that shu'ur now. Give us that understanding, my Allah. Give us a faham of deen, my Allah. Give us tafaqquh fi deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have, they've raised their hands, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. Fulfill each person's hajat. Remove his difficulties. Remove her difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Our worries, our sorrows. Somebody is in prison, Ya Allah. Languishing in prison, my Allah. Release him. Remove him from the prison, my Allah. Somebody has got a court case, Ya Allah, pending. Help him, my Allah. Somebody has got some tests that he has to take, Ya Allah, because he's not well, my Allah. The doctors are not sure what's wrong with him, my Allah. He's parishan, my Allah. Remove his difficulty, my Allah. Somebody got a financial problem. Somebody is makroos. He got debts on his head. He's unable to pay his debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help him, my Allah. Somebody is lost, Ya Allah. You find that person, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from crime, my Allah. Protect us from crime, my Allah. From killings, my Allah. My Allah, remove the difficulty the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Help the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different African countries, my Allah, there's drought, my Allah. There's wars taking place, my Allah. Children are being killed, my Allah. Masum, children are being killed, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat. Make Islam flourish, my Allah. And help us to have true akhlaq and true mu'amalat and mu'asharat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Give us a dhurriyatan tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, such that they'll be beloved to you, my Allah. They'll be the flag bearers of Islam, my Allah. On haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Protect them from Dajjal and the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Ya Allah, all those requested duas, answer all the jaiz murad as well. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, grant us laylatul qadr. Give us the strength to spend our remaining days properly in your ita'at. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.